from the Texas State Network, TSN Agribusiness presents Shoot the Bull with TSN Ag Director Tony Purcell.
Welcome back to Shoot the Bull. As I drive around Texas, I'm always surprised to see animals I associate more with Africa than Texas. Agriculture Commissioner Todd Staples says, what's the story on seeing these creatures here in Texas?
The exotic wildlife industry is just a vital and growing part of the nation's rural economy, particularly here in the Lone Star State. Texas is home to approximately 125 different species of exotic wildlife.
So what defines an animal as exotic?
The Texas Parks and Wildlife Department defines exotic wildlife as grass or plant-eating, single or cloven-hooved animals that are not indigenous or native to the state. Africa is indeed the native land of many of these species, and Texas is now home to important efforts to rehabilitate their populations. In some cases, species that are on the endangered species list are thriving to the point where breeding herds may be reintroduced to their native lands. It's amazing what Texas ranchers are doing.
How big is this industry?
Well, a Texas A&M study identified more than 3,700 exotic breeding and hunting operations, with most of those being in Texas. Hunting operations can involve a hunt package that covers lodging, meals, and a guided hunt. Each year, exotic wildlife operations and sportsmen pour over $822 million in direct expenditures into the economy. It's amazing the free market system is reviving these species.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull with the Texas Commissioner of Agriculture. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.